तस्सु मिनितांगेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापित निधेन भूतले स्वयं रूप तदामयं ददाति सत्तांशिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्री गुरु श्रीजितपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सनातना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं सचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति शुद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जयतां सुरतो पुंगमो मंदन्मतीर्गती मत्सर्वशपदां भोजो राधा मदन मोहनु विभ्रदविन्दारण्य कल्पद्रुमाध श्रीमदनत्तागार सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीराधा श्रीन गोविन्द देवो पृष्ठादिभिषेकमानो स्मरामि श्रीमानरासदसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षणवीन शनै गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रेष्ठना श्रीकृष्णकरुणासन्धुनीनवन्दनपति गोपीषु गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधी वृन्दावनेश्वरी मृगभानुसृते गिरी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये।
यस बुद्धियोगं ददामि तम्। दिस इज द रिजल्ट ऑफ सिंसियर डिवोशन। Just like when you give me massaging, I say, I do like this. Similarly, when one is engaged in Krishna service, from within he dictates, do like this. Do like this. So, our business is how Krishna will accept our service. This verse we have already discussed, that naimātmana prabhudayam nija lābha pūrva. He does not require anyone's service because he is complete. There is no want. Unless he is perfect, how he can be the supreme? The perfect means we have got so many wants because we are imperfect. Especially in this material condition, we have got so many demands, wants, because we are living in a atmosphere which is imperfect. But Krishna is perfect, Purna. Purna Brahma. Purna Brahma. Another name of the Absolute Truth is Purna Brahma. Brahma means the greatest, the great, the greatest. And Purna. Purna means complete. Greatest. Now, in our idea, because we are very teeny, we can see this Pacific Ocean before as the greatest. But even in comparison to the universe, it is not even a drop of water. In comparison to the universe, there are millions and trillions of Pacific Oceans floating in the sky. So what is this Pacific Ocean in comparison to the universe? That it is not greatest, but to our idea, we are thinking it is the greatest. This is called relative truth. This is scientifically truth. Professor Einstein's theory, relativity. We think something very great or greatest according to our capacity of understanding. We are very teeny. So we think that this Pacific Ocean is the greatest. The Prabh philosopher. Everyone is thinking that his understanding is the greatest. He has no idea that how greatest God is. We say God is there, but we do not know how great he is. This Pacific Ocean is an insignificant drop of water within this universe, this material universe. And this universe is also, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that this universe is just like a small mustard seed in the bag of a mustard seed. If you take one bag of mustard seeds, you cannot count how many is there. Is it possible? If you take a bag of grains, is it possible to count how many grains are there? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has compared this universe, one of his devotees, Vasudev Datta, that is the attitude of devotee. He requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you have kindly come to deliver the fallen souls. Please come fulfill your mission. Take away all the souls, conditioned souls of the universe. Don't leave them, not a single. Please take. And if you think that they are not eligible, as some of them are not eligible, then please transfer their sinful reaction upon me. I shall go on suffering. But you take us all." You see the attitude of a devotee. You take them. So they somehow began to smile. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Vasudev, do you think that you have taken away all the conditioned souls of the universe, the whole universe in fact? Do you think that it is finished, the business is finished? This universe is nothing but just like a mustard seed in a bag of mustard seed. So even if I take all the conditioned souls of this universe, there are so many universes, other. What about that?" This is discussed in this. So our idea of greatness is very imperfect. We do not know how great is God. We simply say that God is there. And speculate, like the frog philosopher, he may be one inch greater than me, all has 10 inches greater than me, or 10 feet greater than me, 10 miles greater than me, like that. Similarly, if God is so great, then what service we can offer him? But this statement is very nice. Prahlad Maharaj says that my Lord Krishna is Nijalava Purva. If he is so great, suppose if you go to see a friend who is multi-millionaire, then if you offer him, suppose, 3 apples or 4 bananas or something like that. So, what is that in comparison to his wealth? That is nothing. But he is pleased still. Oh, you are my friend. You have brought some fruits like that. So, Krishna, when we offer our service, he is very kind to accept. He says that Bhaktambhus, the only thing is devotion. That he accepts. Bhavagrahi Janardana. What is your feeling? How you are feeling for Krishna? Therefore, in the noontime I was saying, that you should feel, oh, Krishna is seated down. Oh, no. He should not, he cannot sit for a long time. That's the place. That feeling, bhavagraha jamana, Krishna accepts our feeling. Just like this little child, if she comes before me with some little fruit like this, but there is nothing for me. But this feeling, I have, my thought, you have brought this, my friend. So bhavagraha jamana, Janardana Krishna, he accepts the feeling. So we have to purify our feelings. That is Krishna consciousness. How I can start? And if we purify, purify means purification will be done by him. We cannot purify. Purification will be done by him. Simply, we have to become purified beings. I must tell Krishna. Very nicely. Then he will give facilities, he will give intelligence, he will give everything. Because he is the source of everything. Janmadrasya japa. And the Bhagavad Gita has it said, sarvasya chaham yadi sannivishya. In the 15th chapter, 15th verse, you see, Krishna says that, I am sitting in everyone's heart. That was not only human being, all living entities. Not only living entities, even in atom, within the atom, he is present there. Sarvas. Sarvas means everything. The super soul. Sarvasvasya aham Krishna. Krishna says, I, really, in the heart. When it is called really, that means living entity. Without living entity, there cannot be any heart. Without this body, there cannot be any heart. In the stone, there is no heart. Dead body, the heart is dead. So, Sarvasvasya aham really, really means in the heart. Sannivishta. I am situated, I am sitting there. And matta smriti jnana apohanta. Because he is sitting there, therefore all kinds of remembrance, smriti, knowledge, and forgetfulness. These things are functions of the mind. You remember something, you gather some knowledge, and sometimes you forget. Let me think, yes, I forgot, yes. That's the function of the mind. So, that forgetfulness is also due to Krishna, because he is sitting there, he is guiding. If you want to forget Krishna, He gives so opportunity a maya that he can, he'll never remember this. He'll forget for good. And that is his kindness. You want to forget me, all right. I give you so much facility, they will never be able to remember. Therefore, the strong case is the however you argue with him, however you believe in, matinna kusmi paratosakova. They cannot, they will not. Because Krishna is arranging within, then forget. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. So this is going on. Sarvastra shaham evidisan nivisa. So, for the non-devotees, he is giving facilities to forget. And for the devotees, who are sincerely seeking Krishna's seva, Krishna's service, he is giving memorization. Yes, he do that. Why he does this so? That is also explained. Jigathavang prabhadvanti. As you want me. If you want me to forget, I give you facilities to forget. And if you want me to serve, I give you facilities to serve. And that is the eternity. That is God. The rascal says, why God has made one devotee and another non-devotee? No, not God has made. You wanted to become non-devotee? He has made. God has become rascal number one. And if you want to be devotee, all right, then you make the first class devotee. That is God. Whatever you want, is just facility. So this is my mind. Simply, if we have actually understood our relationship with Krishna, and if we try to serve him sincerely, then Krishna will give you all facilities. Give intelligence. Now today this declaration is so nice that of course such kind of declaration is made in India. But if some devotee comes from India, you see, how? It is possible, because Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is not for the Indians or for the Americans. He is for everyone. Anyone who desires to serve him, he will give it. This is the philosophy. We have to become serious. Krishna, give me intelligence so that I can serve you. Krishna, give me facility so that I can forget. All right. He'll get permit. That is also said in the 16th. Tanahana Vishada Kura Chimati Adatra Andha Jyonish. Those who are envious, Oshasuri, demons, I put them in such abominable life that they will never be able to understand. That is the greatest punishment. For a living being, if he forgets God, Krishna, in any condition of life, that is the greatest punishment. They are thinking that we are very happy without this nonsense, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. They are most condemned. Most condemned. I think Jesus Christ has said that, you see, if anyone gains the whole world and forgets God and Son, then what does he gain? And in Bhagavad also, it is said, Parabhavat Savat Abodhaja. Yeah, everyone is born full. Just like this child. The child, everyone knows that the child is full. Everyone knows. So he the child comes from his bed, does some wrong thing, nobody takes care. The child. He's a fool. Or animal. If that the fat comes and immediately got up on the throne, sit down. So we said it is our fault that we allow the cat, because we don't take the cat as offender. Because it is fool, animal. You see? But if you go and sit down there, then everyone is there, oh, you are so. That's it, you are going to sit down. So a human being is so responsible. If he remains fool, then he loses the chance of life. He should not remain. Why these books are here? Vishnu Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra, so many nice books there are. Why? Just to make us advance in knowledge. So we should not try to remain in foolish condition. And if we try to become elevated, Krishna will give us a facility, ease. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, we have already discussed of this, that it doesn't require any qualities to pacify, to please, to satisfy the Lord. You don't require any pre-qualities. Or you have to pass your examination in the university, or you have to become a rich man like Rockefeller or Ford, or you have to become this or that. No karmics. Ahoituki, apratiyata. If you want to love Krishna, there is no check. There is no check. The road is open. Simply you have to become sincere. That's all. Then Krishna will clear you. If there is no sincerity, then Krishna's maya is there. He'll always put some stumbling block. Prahlad Maharaj decided that, although I am a child, I have no education, I have no studies of the Vedas, and born of a atheistic father, low born, so all bad qualities. So, God is worshipped by highest intellectual persons offering basic hymns and Brahmins, highly cultured. So I have no such qualification. But still, all these demigods were so highly elevated in their position, they have requested me. That means God can be pacified even by me. Otherwise, how will you recommend? So whatever qualification I have got, whatever intelligence I have got, I may offer Krishna. The power, this Krishna consciousness movement is like this, that whatever qualification you have got, that is sufficient. You begin with that qualification. You try to serve Krishna with your qualification. Because real qualification, your feeling of service, that is real qualification. So you develop that feeling, not your external qualification, beauty, wealth, knowledge, these, that. No, these things are no valuable. They are valuable if they are employed in Krishna's service. If you are a very rich man, if you employ your wealth in Krishna's service, you cannot sit like that. It is all that, but there is no need that you have to become very wealthy, then you can serve Krishna. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nisho Ajayad Guna Vishasko Anupravishta Puyeto Jina Puman Anuvandite. Now one may question that Prahlad is born of impure father. This is argument. Prahlad is not impure, but it is an argument, say. Born of low father, low family, so many things they may say. But Prahlad Maharaj says that if I begin simply glorify the Lord, then I shall be purified. If I chant the purification, this Hare Krishna mantra is the process of purification. Not that I'll have to purify otherwise and then take to Hare Krishna mantra. No. You begin chanting, then it is purified. You will be purified. Begin chanting in whatever condition you are. That doesn't matter. I began my this Krishna consciousness movement, and not that they came in a very purified condition. That we, everyone has to know that those who came to me, they have been trained from childhood according to Indian standard. They do not know even the hygiene principle. What is the question of purification? In India, the system is from childhood. A child is trained to take bath, to wash teeth in the morning. Yes. I remember when my second son was about 4 years old, so before breakfast, I used to ask him, show me your teeth, please. Yes. All right, you have washed your teeth, that's fine. Then you are allowed to take breakfast. Yes. So these training, there are. But here in this country, the training, of course, there are somewhere, but not very strictly. So that doesn't matter. Chant Hare Krishna. Begin Hare Krishna. Then everything will come. Everything will come. So Prahlad Maharaj says that Nicho Jaya Guna Visakka Anupravishta. Guna, these three qualities. Tasmād bhagavān bhaktīdu tasmādāṁ nīśo vibhidhata gatasthāṁ tasthāṁ mahimānu sajatnela sāmanisandishāra anuvannayāni ajānato ki istutikarane hetu māha. Although I do not know, because the demigods have requested Prahlāda Mahārāja that you try to pacify Lord Narasimha Dev. So, when you go to Krishna or any other form of Krishna, God, he offers prayers. But I do not know how to make prayer. I do not know how to write. I do not know how to glorify. The Prahlad Maharaja says that Ajānati śrutikāna jenaiva mahimna anubannitana avidyaya saṃsāra anupravishta pumān śuddhik. Tathāti tana mahim annasya tathā śodhakasya avādhitartha. In the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, it is explained that if you begin this chanting, then automatically you will be purified and you will be able to offer prayers in purification. That system will automatically help you. So there is no question that you shall hesitate. There is no question of hesitation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kiva. Kalu Nastiva, 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 Gatirannata. Kalu, Kalu in this age, you cannot find a man perfectly purified or this, anyway. That is not possible. Therefore, you chant Hare Krishna. And that will help you, the process of purification. Therefore, this is the only system at the present moment that one can be purified completely, simply by chanting. Complete. Complete purification means to be situated in pure spiritual life. That is complete purification. Jasmare Pundarikaka. Sa Bhadsha Bandaram Suchi. Suchi means purified. The Brahmin, not this caste Brahmin, but actually those are Brahmin, qualified Brahmin. They are called Suchi. Purified. Purified. Because this purification, how it is done, Jasmare, one who remembers, Pundarikakam Krishna, always, sa, bahya, and externally, and abhantaram, internally, suci, pirva. So if you chant Hare Krishna, always, and then loudly or silently, or within yourself, mind, if you chant, then there is no question of impurification. It is, you remain always in, what is called, antiseptic state, or prophylactic state. Purification is there, simply by remembering Krishna. Just Mare Pandari Kaakansa Paya Mantaram. There is another verse. The purpose of that first is that simply by pronouncing this transcendental vibration, one becomes so purified that immediately he becomes eligible to operate sacrificial ritualistic sense. Now, sacrifice and ritualistic ceremonies in the Veda. Priestly, that is, that work is, it's allotted to the Brahmin class. Now, Jiva Goswami has discussed this verse in this way, that in a chanda, a person born in the family of the dogis, He chants the holy name of the Lord. He becomes so purified that immediately he becomes eligible to operate sacrificial ritualistic ceremony. So, Jiva Goswami has commented in this connection that a boy, a child born in the Brahmin family, in order to accept him as real Brahmin, he is born in a pure family, that's all. But there are other ceremonies, reformatory ceremonies, and the third ceremony is also one of the ceremonies. So, even taking birth in the Brahmin family, he has to undergo the ceremonies to come to the stage of a pure Brahmin. But here, chanting of holy name is so powerful that he does not require even dependence on those ceremonies. Immediately he becomes. unless a person, a boy is born in a Brahmin family, but unless he is educated, unless he is purified, he cannot be allowed to perform the sacrifice of rites. That means he is dependent on these other processes. But here, a devotee who is chanting without any offering, he becomes immediate if he requires, without depending on the other purificatory process. These things are discussed. Now, Prahlad Maharaj begins his prayer according to his capacity. So he first of all begins, Brahmadaya Vayam Iva Ishan Nasa Urvijanta. He says, my dear Lord, here all the demigods, headed by Brahma, they are very nice people. They are not disturbing elements like us, because I am born of the demon family. The demons are always disturbing. Their business is to nullify the existence of God. Therefore, they are always disturbing. If there is a certain class of citizens, if they are simply after agitation that this government is useless, that means they are disturbing. There are so many parties, they make agitation. This government is nothing, we require a new government. Therefore, in your country, the communist movement has been state-wise declared illegal. But in other countries, this is a communist group will always be crying, oh, this government is nonsense, this government is nonsense. So as the communist party is always disturbing to the God, similarly, these demons, the atheist class of men, they're always disturbing to God. How they can gain the benediction from God? They're simply disturbed. And there are different kinds of demons, different class of demons. That is explaining the Bhagavad Gita. Duskritina. Duskritina means, kriti means very intelligent. And what is that word? If a man does something wonderful, genius. Genius, yes. So, the genius, duskritina, wrong genius. That means the materialistic person, scientist, they're genius. They have discovered very wonderful machine, wonderful things, they're genius. But duskritina, not for the welfare of the humans, society, but for condemning the just like you say, example, as I have given several times, that the person who has discovered this nuclear weapon, atomic bomb, is certainly genius. He has got nice brain. It's simply egg-like bomb if you throw. Immediately the whole island of Hawaii will be finished. Just like you drop your atomic bomb on the other side, Japan, Hiroshima. They attacked your Pearl Harbor and the retaliation was atom bomb on Hiroshima. So, these are politics. So this invention of atomic bomb, certainly it requires good brain. But Bhagavad Gita says that this genius or this brain, intelligence has been used. Stop that. Has been wrong used. So the materialist class of man are undoubtedly very, very intelligent. But their intelligence is being used wrong. Duskitana. Duskitana, mūḍha. Mūḍha. Mūḍha means rascal and. So, why they are discovered, by their materialistic activities, atheistic activities, they are simply distant. Simply distant. That's all. They do not know that. That I am discovering this material thing. If we discuss, we can prolong so many things. Just like in India, that when we were children, I saw one advertisement by the Livingston typewriter machine company that this machine has given emancipation to the woman class. Because they have found some job for typewriting. And these were the advertisements. But actually, does it mean that because there are so many typewriting machines discovered, the women are emancipated? Rather, they have become dependent. Instead of being dependent at home, they have to go and to become a secretary of a third-class person, and unless he gives job, his life is in serious condition. Is that emancipation? But it was advertised as emancipation. Similarly, whatever material advancement we are making in the name of facility, emancipation, we are simply bungling the whole affair. This time, they do not know that. Life is so simple. Of course, it is not acceptable at the present situation. Therefore, our only remedy is that whatever situation is here, you simply chant, everything will be adjusted. But this atheistic way of life, this materialistic way of life, is always disturbed. That's, you should know. Disturbing to whom? To the Supreme. But the more they become materially advanced, they will deprive. Oh, there is no God, I am God. We don't care for God. That's why you are claiming poverty. That is, their business is simply to deprive. Therefore, that, the Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, we belong to that class, because we belong to the demon family. So, but these very Lords, they are not like that. This is the first. Brahmadaya Boyamiva Isha Nacha Udvijanta. Just like that, we are scared, the demons, you simply disturb it. They are not like that. Timaya Bhutaya Utatma Sukhaya Chasa Vikritanga Bhagavato Rishidhanaputa Sarve Yamin Vidikaras Sabusa Sattvadhamme Brahmadaya Vidikara. Vidikara means these demigods are in charge of, just like Brahma. Brahma is in charge of the creation. Vishnu, God himself, has taken the charge of maintenance. Eka Bahunam Vidadhati Kama. I can employ any engineer to construct a nice building for my family. But that engineer cannot take charge of the maintenance of my family. Is it possible? If ask any engineer that you have now constructed a very nice house for my family, also you take charge of maintaining. No, sir, I cannot. Immediately. How can you take charge of your family? Now I have created you. You have paid me this. So, maintenance cannot be taken by anyone except by God. Therefore, this material world is being operated in three departmental qualities. Satta, Raja, Tama. Satta is maintenance. Satta means goodness. Goodness is maintenance. And Raja means activity. Without activity, there cannot be any creation in this material. If you want to construct something, there must be activity. Raja means activity. And Tama means darkness. So these qualities are working. These qualities are working. Now, in your country, by the Raja Gun, you have created so many things, a nice country, very nicely operating. But, on another side, the confusion is there, the hippies, you see. The future of this hope of the country is very dark. Is it? It is spoiled, the whole thing, if the country is not alive to this situation. This is another way of protest. Just like in Europe, there in Russia, there is communist. So, this is another way of. So, these qualities will evolve because this material world. One side, goodness, another side, darkness, another side, activity, this is going. So, as there are so many departments of activities, all these demigods are in charge of director, director-in-chief. The Brahmadaya, Brahma is in charge of something, Indra is in charge of something, the demigods, they are officers. They have no information. They say it is nature. No nature. They are department. Indra is in charge of this cloud. How cloud is conducted, how rain falls there, he is in charge of water department like that. Just like moon. Moon is in charge of lighting at night. Sun is in charge of lighting this time. Because it is darkness, the whole world is dark. So these demigods, similarly Lord Shiva is in charge of this world. Tama. When there will be necessity of destroying this whole thing, because this world is like that, everything that is created, that must be destroyed. Your body is created from the father and mother. Now it is being maintained, the creation and maintenance, and then the time will come, it will be destroyed. So these three departments are there. So, for creative department of this material world, Lord Brahma. For maintenance department, Lord Vishnu himself. And for destruction, Lord Shiva. These are the gunavatars, three trinities. One is creating, one is maintaining. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Brahma, Sattva Yami Vidikara Sattva Sattva Dhamme. Dhamme. They are all your servants. These demigods, they are appointed servants. And they are not disturbed like us. And your incarnation is specially meant for them. Specially meant, because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Puritranaya Sadhuna. Vinasaya to Duskita. Actually, he incarnates to protect these, faithful persons who are devoted to Krishna. That is his main business. Bilal had a sideways fight.
It's a killing all these demons. They just like you're not possible.
The demon and Prahlad is devotee. Lord Nisimha has appeared for two reasons. For killing Hiranyakashipu and giving protection to Prahlad. So Prahlad Maharaj says that actually your appearance, your incarnation is meant for these devotees, these demigods. Demigod means devotee. There are two classes of men in the world. One class is demigod. Who are demigods? Those who are Vaishnava, they are demigods. Demigod does not mean that there is something extraordinary. Anyone who is Vaishnava, devotee of the Supreme Lord, he is demigod. That is the statement of Vedic literature. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. Daiva. Daiva means devata, demigod. Asurasta Viparjaya and those who are atheistic demons, they are just the opposite. They are never devotees. So there are two classes of men in this world. And sometimes the number or the proportion may be greater this side or the best. In this material world, there is never the proportion of the demigods or Vaishnava is never greater. They are very few. Always. You cannot expect that the whole world, whole population of the world will become Vaishnava. That is not possible. That mostly they are demons, atheistic. So Prahlad Maharaj, first of all, appeals to the Lord that, my dear Lord, Nishinade, your appearance is for their protection. Now, you have killed the demon, my father. Now your business is finished. Now you become pacified, satisfied. Because you have no other cause for being angry. Because prior Nishimadi was groaning in anger. And the demigods are afraid to approach him. So Prahlad was first appeals to him, my dear Lord, there is no need of any more groaning. You become satisfied because your appearance is for protection of these demigods. They are not disturbing to you in this way, giving in his prayer. Very nice, simple, a child, although there is no question of Vedanta philosophy. The simple truth. The simple truth, but it is very nice, it has gone. Kesa, Ami Udviganta, Vibhata, Sadhvi, Brahmada, Sattamutte, Sava, Buddhikara. Another thing is, now, they are very peaceful. I mean, but by your disgraceful appearance, they have become unfearful. So, because your incarnation is for them, now you become pacified so that they may also become pacified. Dhammara Saptamutte. Saptamutte. They are, Saptamutte means devotees. All the devotees. Saptamutte. Tava Vidikara Niyoga Kantara. And they are your faithful servant. They are your faithful servant. They are demigod. They are not disturbing. In this way, to glorify the devotees of the Lord is more pleasing to the Lord. Krishna says, Madhvatya Pujar Padika. If we, just like we say, Nanda Nanda, Pai Nanda Nanda. Don't say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say directly, Krishna. he says, oh, this son of Nanda. Krishna is very much pleased. Just like Nanda Maharaj, he is supposed to be maintainer of Krishna. So he takes pleasure when his devotee's name is there. Just like we say Radha Krishna, Radha. So Radha's name is first. Why? Then nobody can be better devotee than Radha. So as soon as Radha's name is there, Krishna is more pleased. So that is the way. So, if we glorify the devotees, the character of the devotees before the Lord, he is more pleased than to glorify him directly. So when they are your most obedient servant, and they are all devotees. Atra bhaktayiva nanne naso bhayam sudayiva buirobhava. They are not just like enemies. We are your enemies. He is taking always himself. This is another sign of devotee. He is more than the demigod. He is so elevated. But he is personifying himself with the atheistic class because he is born in that that is humbleness. That is, he is not actually so. That's why Haridas Thakur, because he was born in a Mohammedan family, and he would go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transferred himself to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas. So, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, you are going to Jagannath Puri. What will be my fate? You will also come there. You live with me. So, Haridas Thakur also went to Jagannath Puri. But, because he was born in a Mohammedan family, the priest class, they would make howling, this Mohammedan is entering. So, he never entered the temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him just an apartment where he was living, just by the side. And every morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to see him. So it does not mean if a humble devotee thinks that I am the lowest, I am untouchable this way, that does not mean he is out of the path of God. But this humbleness is very good. Just like Prahlad Maharaj always identifies himself that I am the son of a atheist father. So, and these demigods, they are not disturbing elements like us. Bhakta kintu sadhaiva sama rushidaiva avatara visheshan kriyanam asa vishasa kimani prajana natu bhaspadanaya. Now, due to your fearful attitude with demigods and others, they have become afraid. But actually, your incarnation is for their maintenance. That's how you pacify your anger. Because you have appeared for them, if they have become fearful on account of your appearance, then you see. Only pacify, otherwise they are very much perturbed. Now, Prahlad Maharaj will explain his attitude, whether he was afraid or not. These things will be explained very nicely in our next week. Thank you. Prahlad Maharaj, as Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, Pasudanam Sri amongst the Bhimans and Brindas. Yes. His grandson also, he became also a great devotee, Bali, Bali Maharaj. The Bhavan there went to Bali Maharaj, that's also a great devotee. And this Bali Maharaj is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. The demon is heavy. So amongst the demons, many devotees came out. So, to become devotee does not depend on particular family. No, anyone can become devotee. As he is feeling freedom, expressing freedom. And don't express, then he will be again put into. No more. Oh. All right. Everyone wants freedom. Yes. Don't touch. Don't touch, please. Any other question? Vāṅsū pārthu dhapārthita jīvīsū pārthu jūna. That is declared in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who goes to Krishna, he can attain the highest perfection. It does not depend that what family, what heritage, what country, what nation, what color, what education. No. But simply one has to become willing devotee of Krishna. That's just like the yesterday, written, so they did not come. Then I was willing to become devotee. They want to start by intoxication. This nonsense theory is killing so many people. There is artificial intoxication, forgetting his present existence, like sleeping, one forgets, and he becomes God. It is a very dangerous thing. This is vain. And as soon as one is said that you become God's servant, but he is actually servant of intoxication, that will punch him. But as soon as he requests that he become servant of Krishna, this is nonsense. They are old type. We have invented something new to become silent of sex and intoxication. If somebody says, yes, it is all right, go on with this, simply meditate for 15 minutes daily, and you will actually realize that you are God. This is asuri. This is osura. Osuras will never accept that there is separate